I want to talk today about the meaning of Ratha Yatra. It will be a very, hopefully, let me try my best to inspire you. I just need to ask two devotees to just help me. Maybe Jai Gaurjananath Prabhu, you could just come here, and Gaurjananda Prabhu, please just come. I need to just tell you. Festival by giving you a little spiritual frame about the meaning of this festival. People take Lord Jagannath on a cart through the town, pulling with ropes, and it helps very much to know the meaning. Otherwise, Prabhupada once said about this festival, someone who is new to this festival might think this is a wooden affair. This is a wooden cart, the deity is made out of wood, so it's a wooden affair. How do we say wooden affair? Ishwara Puri. It's difficult. a wooden arrangement maybe.
Yeah,
it's a wooden deity, a wooden card, a wooden affair.
Festival
Drevenik. Yeah, a festival of wood. Yeah, a festival of wood. Thank you. See, this is the difference. You have to catch the spirit. It's a festival of wood. One might see like this, if one sees externally. Only if we know the meaning. What do we do? Why do we place Lord Jagannath on a chariot? Why do we pull him through a town? And then we will understand what this festival really is. It's a festival of devotional feelings. A festival of bhakti. So we will now talk a little bit about this feeling. Yesterday you might remember the class we had quoted Srila Prabhupada on how to chant properly. What was the mood in which our chanting is quickly deep chanting? Does any one of you, I'm sure you all remember, but is it at the tip of your tongue maybe? Yes.
In mood of separation as Krishna as our only shelter.
Yeah, as Krishna as our only shelter. Thank you very much, Prabhupada. I think we all remember this. It was like the crying of a child for the mother. See, there is a crying. And, the child knows my mother is my only shelter. Or even the father, the child will think, it's good to have a father, but he cannot help me now. Thank you very much. Thank you so much. So this mood of taking shelter in Krishna is really very advantageous, and it puts life to our program. I would like to tell you the story of a Brahmana, this, which illustrates this. This Brahmana had served the Lord for a long time, and now the time of his death came very close because he was very old. But the Brahmana did something which I know many people in India did. He didn't want to leave his body in his village. He wanted to leave his body and wait for his death in a holy place. So he went on the strangest pilgrimage to Badrinath. Who of you has visited Badrinath? Please raise your hand so that I just know who. Oh, you were also there, Pankajangri Prabhu. Once or one of you? I also. I was actually doing Thomas. It is now quite easy because you can go by bus on these roads. But in the old times it was very difficult because you would walk on the left side of the Ganga mostly, and you would the way you would walk is you would start at 5 o'clock in the morning and walk up till 11 o'clock, and then there were these, they're called chatis or rest places, where you would be totally exhausted and rest and see if you could get some prasadam or food to strengthen yourself, and then you would wait until 5 o'clock and you would again start walking at from 5 to 8 o'clock. And sometimes it was so difficult to walk that during this time people fell out of weakness from the path, and then they died because they fell so deep. Srila Prabhupada's own father had done this walk to Badrinath by foot, and he was attacked by robbers, you know, who wanted to take all the money from it. And he remembered, Prabhupada said, he told Srila Prabhupada that when the robbers came, they wanted to kill all the three pilgrims because they didn't want the pilgrims to tell the police who the faces of the robbers were. So they said to Prabhupada and his two associates, "Now we will kill you, but first you may just pray for 2 minutes and 3 minutes for your deity." But they were, you know, Hindu robbers. They wanted to be Hindu-style robbers. So the three, Srila Prabhupada's father, who was a pure devotee, also Prabhupada said so, and his associates prayed to Lord Nrisimhadev, and then a mighty lion, huge lion, bush like this, jumped out from the bushes and killed these robbers. Hare Krishna. I don't remember if he killed, I think he killed one to make his point. And the other robbers, I think he went. I heard it from Tamakrishna Goswami, who told me that Srila Prabhupada told him personally. It was dangerous to walk. Either there were difficult paths, or there were difficult people, you know, robbers who lived from stealing from pilgrims. So this Brahmana, about whom I want to tell you today as an example of what we are talking, eagerness, went by foot, and when he finally arrived before Badrinath's temple, he was very exhausted. One thing which those who have visited Badrinath know, the temple is only open for 6 months out of a year. Am I correct? 6 months, I think. The other 6 months, it is covered with snow and it's so cold, and no pilgrim is allowed to go. It's actually not possible. It's so very cold and so on. Kishori, you were also Badrinath, I believe, in one time or two? Once. So you have to come to Badrinath in the before October. September, October, when the temple closes, and the priest, he's called the Raval, he closes the temple. So when our Brahmana came, he was so old, he was crawling on his fours, you know, two hands and legs, and the sadhu said, "Make haste, go fast, old man. The temple will be closed very soon." And he tried to. He was really exhausted. He was really old, maybe 87 years and so on. And when he climbed the stairs of the temple, he heard the Arctic song, and the ding ding dong dong, ding ding dong dong, ding ding dong dong, Arctic song, and he heard the beautiful chanting of the Brahmanas, and he tried to be in this arti, but when he arrived at the threshold, it means the step which leads inside the temple, he heard the blow of the conch. And only a few seconds later, he sees the priest with a big key. The priest closes the door. And closes the darshan. The Brahmana says, "O pest of priests, I am at the end of my life. This is my last chance to see the deity. Can you not just apply a little Indian flexible time? You know, can you just be a little flexible, please? Just open the temple. I will just see through the door, and I will see Lord Badrinarayan, and then I will die. No. Then I will be satisfied. Then I will stay here. I can't go down. I will die in 1 week or 2 weeks. I'm really old." So the priest looks at the Brahmana says, you know how many people ask me to close the door late? It is not possible. He's a Namudri Brahmana from South India. That means his guru is Shankaracharya. Shankaracharya set the system, and this was the last party. Now it must be closed. I'm sorry. And he continues on. When the Brahmana, who must have walked or crawled for at least 2 months, saw that at the last moment, the last chance in his life, the door was closed, he protested. He said, "Oh Narayan, I have heard you are very merciful, but you are not merciful to me. And I have heard the Vaishnavas are desire trees. You can get everything from them. But when I ask this priest for a simple favor to just open the door 2 minutes, you know, and not close it for 6 months, he just said, I can't do anything. I have my rules and regulations. This is the end of my life, and it is the end of my faith. Shattered, broken into millions of pieces is my life." And he got up and he said, "Now the last thing for me to do," and he got so much, when you are angry or frustrated, you get a lot of strength. He got up and he said, "Now my only shelter is Mother Ganga. Do you know what this means about me? What could that mean?" I couldn't hear you. You have some idea?
That means death.
That means death. Our Brahman says. Because in the river, how is the river in Bajrinath called? Was it Alakananda? What? No? Mandakini. River is so fast there and so strong that when you jump into the river, it is also very cold, by the way, the river will take you and break your body at the stones. That's the end. Our Kripa Sindhu has informed us. When you say, "The Mother Ganga is my only shelter in Bajrinath," it means you will jump and commit what is called the religious suicide. We don't have this in our tradition, but actually we have one case. Haridas Thakur, no, Junior Chota Haridas, went to the Ganga to take his life. So the Brahman, old Brahmana, was going to commit suicide. This was serious. All of a sudden, he's only a few meters away from the Ganga. He hears a voice, "Hey Brahman, what do you think you are doing?" And he turns around and he sees a young man from the village, Himalaya village. They have a certain style of dressing, you can recognize them. "I will take my life," says the Brahmana, "because Narayan is not merciful and the Vaishnavas are not desire trees. But why? I came here from my village. All these months I traveled, and when I reached the temple door was closed for 6 months. And I'm so old, I will not live for another 6 months." Says the young man, "You're not from here. You don't know. Tomorrow is the arati. We will go tomorrow together. I will take you before the Lord." What? The priest said, he's closing the temple and he goes down now. "You are not very good in hearing. Old age has your has done some problem with your ERP. Now come with me. I know a warm cave to spend the night. And he took him into a cave and he said, let's not sleep, said the young Himalaya man. Let's play chess. Those who hear this, let's play chess. They have an idea that there is a secret behind this Himalayan young man. So the Brahmana ordinary says, we are not playing chess, I'm a Brahmana, I'm not doing gambling. But because the young man invites him, he says, I can spend the night with you, but I don't know how to play chess. No, you play something, you know, because it's a company, we should do something. So they play chess, and the Brahmana always wins. In the morning, the young man says, so now it's time to take the darshan, come old man. And he helps the young man, the old Brahmin, to walk towards the temple. He stops where this nice lake is. It's not a lake, it's, how would you say it? It's a basin. How would, basin? This is the word you can understand? Basin. It's like a little kund, like a little pond. It's artificially made, and it's very hot water in there. It's so hot, you can take a potato and just put it inside. No, I'm serious. I have done. And wait half an hour, and then it's cooked. It's acceptable. So people bathe in there before they go to the temple. It's the Lord has made this point for the pilgrims so that they are able to take a hot bath and don't have to kill themselves in the Ganga, you know, where it's so cold. I mean, you can take a Ganga bath also, but not in that you have to somehow take your lota and do like this. Anyway, so when the Brahmin is bathed, the young man goes the steps up and they see the rabbi, the priest. The priest says, oh, old man, how did you spend these 6 months? What do you mean? I just slept a night. No. I locked the door and I came down to spend the difficult winter season where it is low and good temperature. And I just came back yesterday, and today in the morning I'm opening the temple after 6 months. No, said the old Brahmana. It's only one night. And he looks around to find the young man. Isn't it, young man? The young man, where are you? And he understands the young man was Krishna. You know everything. The young man was Krishna, my dear devotees. And because the old Brahmana had come to that point in his life's journey where he really wanted to have the darshan and was really crying, Narayan! Narayan! So the son of he will come, you know, and think it's for him, you know. he's not a regular visitor of lectures, so but he is what he thinks is his name. No, we're calling God. Go. Call God. So then he really called out and really wanted to see. Then the Lord personally made an arrangement for him. He somehow helped the old Brahmana to survive the difficult winter. It's so the snow is from here to the Serbian ceiling, which is every year becoming a little bit more charming. You know, it was really high snow it was there. And he kept him in that cave, my dear devotees. And he played chess with him to divert his attention. And he kept him alive by entering his prana. Prana means life force. And this is what the Lord does to someone who chants like a child who cries for the mother, who really wants that as the only shelter. What do you think, Prabhupada?
Wonder.
The Brahmana was so moved, he could hardly walk into the temple. Wow, my Lord. He saw the deity on the altar, who had a beautiful garland of tulsi flowers on his body. They offer massive tulsi flower garlands there. He saw it. He fell in Dandavat. He fell down, paid his obeisances, and when he left the temple, the life left him. He lay down on that threshold, that stepnica, last stepnica, and he lay down, and by chanting Narayan, Narayan, he left his body. Let's try it again. I'm sorry to just throw the name at you. What I'm supposed to do that again. Yes, something like this. Thank you so much for this. You are very ecstatic, Vaishnavas. Thank you. Thank you. I know you like to chant, and I want to encourage you to do this. So this is an illustration for yesterday's lecture. I will now say something, and I request you to listen to it, because tomorrow I will ask you what I actually said. Wow, this is different style, because there is some purpose in one thinks usually before one says something. I've thought a little what will please your heart and help you in your wonderful spiritual lives. And who of you is reading Prabhupada's books, if I may ask? Because some of you are a little young. Could you please raise your... We have also a few non-readers amongst us and a few new devotees. Try to read Prabhupada's book. It will be better for you. Regularly, it is especially good to do it regularly. So there is this Chaitanya Charitamrita, which describes the festival which we are going to celebrate in a few hours. And it is a festival, a very feeling festival. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is participating in this festival in grand style. He used, when he was here on the planet, be every Ratha Yatra there, and he would enter a certain mood, a certain inner feeling. Does anyone of you know his mood at that time? I think you know, but you like to hear more. Now, he went into the mood of Srimati Radharani, who was grief-stricken because Krishna left Vrindavan at a time, at an early time, and first went to Mathura, and then went to Dwaraka. Thank you. Radharani was so grief-stricken in the absence of Krishna that a crying for Krishna would make stones break into pieces. It is very difficult to describe the condition of Srimati Radharani in the absence of Krishna. Like one time she said, I will only live 1 minute or 2 minutes longer. So when my body, when I'm dead, you take my body and you cover it with the dust of Vrindavan, because in the dust of Vrindavan the lotus feet of Krishna had fallen. And then you put the Yamuna water, and then my body is covered with dust. And then you should do one thing. You should write all over my body the beautiful name of Krishna. You know everything. Yes. In this case, Syam, but it is Krishna. Syam Nam. You should write the Syam Nam everywhere. But then she cries. When I'm dead, you please go to that young tree. It's a tamal tree, still very young. When Krishna was here with me in Vrindavan, both of us were planting this tree in the earth of Vrindavan. It's a young tree. If you don't water it, it will also die. Because this tree was planted by the hands of my Syam, my Krishna, you should take care and pour regular water on this tree. This is the mood of Radharani when Krishna left Vrindavan. She was crying. She was barely able to survive. And so her gopis, who are kaya vyuhas, that means expansions of her body. You know, the gopis are emanating from Krishna, from Radharani's body, but very much like little flames are emanating, you could say, or coming from original flame. So Srimati Radharani is the original gopi, and from her all the other gopis came. The other gopis were in the same situation. The cowherd boys, my dear devotees who had played with Krishna, they would sometimes go to the places where they had played with Krishna, and they would faint on the ground remembering their activities with beautiful Krishna. They thought of Krishna's eyes and how Krishna would look at them with so much love, and then when they understood Krishna is gone, maybe he returns, but maybe not. They were fainting. And they were lying for a whole day, just lying like this at the end of their life. This was how much they loved Krishna. And Nanda Maharaj, oh, if I tell you the condition of Nanda Maharaj, you will also cry. And I don't want to do this. And Yashoda, it is impossible for any human being to hear that suffering of Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. So let us jump over this point. Yeah, very intense. The devotees of Vrindavan, they are really suffering. So, then I have to be very, very quick now. Krishna went to Mathura, and then someone of you said Dwaraka. That's correct. Where he had his own kingdom with 16,108 palaces. And when he became 120, when he stayed 120 years on this earth, he remembered, I will soon leave this world, But before I leave, I will meet these people of Vrindavan who love me so much. And as he was thinking of this, he became so enthusiastic, like a little boy. Do you know how Krishna looked when he was 120 years old? Do you think he had gray hair?
No.
Why not? Govindanandan is only 43, maybe? 46, and there's so much gray hair. Krishna was 120. Why didn't he have gray hair? What is your solution to this problem? He always looks like a Kishore. The Lord is the origin of everything, and time is his energy, but time cannot control him. He looked like a 16-year. It's actually wrong. Yes, that is how he looked in Dwaraka. But when he was with his dearest devotees, he starts to also act like a young guru, like Sriji, you know. Acting very active, you know, extremely active. Runs around and looks at everyone and everything. Very charming. So charming our Lord is. He has all the qualities of all the ages. He has the restlessness of a little child. He has the beauty of a young boy. He has the everything, wisdom, you know, everything is with him. At once, he is God. Most charming. Most attractive, Krishna. So Krishna said to Narada Muni, I will go very close to Vrindavan. It's only like a few kilometers from Vrindavan to Kurukshetra. And you should go all around in the universe and you should invite all the saints. You should go all over the planet and I want to meet all the saints. Krishna said Narada Muni should even go to Mongolia. Who was the saint in Mongolia? Yes, someone, I think I heard it. Mangala Rishi, the auspicious Rishi. You should invite everyone except the people of Vrindavan. You should not invite them. What's it, Narada Muni? They love you the most. Yes, and I love them the most. But when they come and when we meet, we do not know what will happen. There's so much love. It is like a volcano which will explode. Now Krishna knew why he said this, and he knew why he said it to Narada Muni. Narada Muni always has his own, arranges the pastimes of Krishna. Oh God, be still. So the first people Narada Muni went to and told them, who was it? The people of Vrindavan, of course. Because he wants to arrange Krishna's pastimes. He does things according to that. He is called Manomayi. He is one with the mind of Krishna because he is the Bhakti Shakti. He knows what Krishna is. Krishna speaks in one way, but he thinks in another way sometimes. And you have to. Narada Muni knows. He is the best Bhakti. So he went and he said to Nanda Maharaj and all the Vrijvasis, Sri Dham, Soka Krishna, and all the beautiful gopis. He said, Krishna will come for the sun eclipse to Kurukshetra. Wow! They said, that's Kurukshetra, it's very close. We can go with all our cows. We don't need to leave any cows here, said Nanda Baba. Yes, but there is a problem. Krishna said everyone is invited except for the people of Vrindavan. Now the Vrijvasis are different. When you would hear it, you would go, they are so close. And the Baba said, who does he think he is? He's my son. I shouldn't say such a thing. Fully in the parenthood, Nanda Baba ordered, every one of you come. And all the Brajvasis came, the gopas, the gopis, the elderly cowmen, the bulls, the cows, even the peacocks came. Krishna. You know, everyone came. It was like a huge Ark of Noah, you know, which came, you know. And I mean, as far as the flow, fauna of Vrindavan was concerned, all the, I think maybe some desire trees walked also, but this is only my imagination. I think everyone came. When the Brajvasis arrived in Nanda Maharaj, in Kurukshetra, Krishna was already there. There was a sealed off area, I'm telling you now from the Skanda Purana, and there were four gates, one in the east, one in the south, one in the west, and one in the north, which were guarded by military. Inside that enclosed area were some Brahmanas and the aristocracy. You understand this word? Aristocracy. Kings and all the rishis were there. And there were the Brahmanas conducting a fire sacrifice, and Krishna was there sitting, and he was instructed how to pour the ghee and what mantra to say. Now, this was an encamped area, high security was around it, military were there, and Krishna had given one instruction to his military. But his military, no one could overcome this military of Nirvana. When some cowherd men and some cowherd ladies and some boys come, they want to see me. I'm not here. Tell them this. They have no right to see the king of Dwaraka. So the military was instructed. Like this. But why Krishna said it? He was trembling. He knew what was coming. He could not concentrate on pouring the ghee and a bed here and there. No, no, King of Dwaraka, pour it in the middle of the fire, please. Not to... Now say Swaha, Krishna. At one moment, the Brajvasis arrived. They quickly found out that the noise was, you know, the yagya, and they had the information Krishna is in that walled in area and he is doing the yagya. The first ones to come were the boys with Sri Ramsaka. They came to the gate and said, and the militaries closed the lenses and said, who are you? No, we are the people of Vrindavan and we are seeing Krishna. The order is no one who is a cowherd man from the village can come into this. This is a highly Brahminical arrangement. No, no, said Sridhar. He's our friend. We play together. It's a king. He doesn't play this way. They look like something like, yeah, to put it into Serbian terminology, like as if Sigonski wants to come and see Obama. So if Obama is in Serbia, then there's a military, and they say, who do you want to see? Oh, of course, the president of America, says Sigonski. And he smiles with his golden teeth. Who are you? I'm his friend. And he smiles some more. And everyone says, and they will say, go back to Albania. you know, maybe I shouldn't say this. You know, this is the situation. You can't see. Don't look super, but they could not be. And they saw, like from a jewel, the light was spreading. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Then at the opposite gate, what is it? East, what is opposite to east? Western gate, thank you. Yes, the servants of Krishna come and they want entry, and the same thing happens there. Then at another gate Nanda Maharaj comes, and at the other gate the gopis come. It's debilitating. What's going on? Every from our gates people are arriving, and we see there are animals behind them. What's going on? And they say to Nanda, are you in charge of these people? You can't disturb. It's a Vedic sacrifice. It's only for Brahmanas. You are Vaishyas. How can you dare to disturb this? It's a king of Dwaraka. When Yashoda hears that she is so close to Krishna and cannot see him, do you know what happens? At this moment, she shouts, and I request you to shout like this. Gopal!
Gopal!
Oh, very good.
Gopal!
Gopal! Very good. What? You are so good today. What happened to you? Gopal!
Gopal!
Oh, Krishna. No, I'm seeing you. There's, of course, you are loud, like one is in this area of the world, but there's also some devotional feeling in your heart. It's not just loudness, it's wonderful. You're making advancement. She was calling for the personality who appeared as her son in Vrindavan, whom she was thinking every day of, for whom she was fasting. She was calling, and that call, and all the Brijvasis started to hear the calling, and they also started to call. And when Radharani started to call, all of them started to call. Something happened with Krishna. The spoon just dropped, the turban and the crown. It was a turban and the crown, somehow very good arrangement. Oh, everything just dropped. He could not control himself. He called Maya, mother, you know. And he called Sridham, Saka, and he just ran. He divided into many. He came many. For some, he was a little boy, and he jumped like this on the lap of Yashoda, and they cried and cried. Rivers of tears started to happen. For the gopis, he was the beautiful Kishore Krishna. For the coward boys, he was that little friend in the Pogatha age. And they started to wrestle, because that's how they gave their affection. It was something which has never happened. It was a reunification of Lord Krishna and those devotees who loved him the most. And it is these devotees, especially the gopis, who saw Krishna on another day as he was on his chariot. And the gopis thought, Krishna is now playing the role of a king. He's surrounded by these impossible military people, by many elephants and so on, but we don't want to see him like that. We want to see him like our friend who was playing the flute. And we want to to take him away from here, and we want to bring him to where we can talk like we used to talk. Imagine you have a very good friend, and I think you all have, and that friend becomes super, super important, and no one can see him, and one day you manage to see him. You will say to him, come with me now. We can't talk in your office very nicely where there are 50 secret microphones to hear what we are saying. Come with me to that little village in Serbia where when it was summertime we ate so much aprikoses until we had diarrhea. You will say like this. You will feel let the intimate moments of our friendship live, you know. Let it come back again. And we would laugh and we would joke and we would go to the little muddy river, you know, and we would not care, we would jump in the river, and we would swim as long as we wanted in the river. Come to that area. So this area where the most manifestation of love is available is Vrindavan. That environment is the only environment in which the gopis and the different devotees from Vrindavan of Krishna can interact free from any care and free from any inhibition and inner obstruction. And Radharani saw Krishna like this in a majestic role on the chariot, golden chariot, you know, with Daruka, very good and nice decorated chariot driver, you know, Krishna chauffeur, you know, and she said to the gopis and the other residents, enough, bus with this. And they just went to the chariot and took the chariot and said, Krishna, this is not the right place for you and for us. And they started to pull the chariot into the direction of wonderful. So when Radharani had this mood, we will bring Krishna to Vrindavan. They made this attempt to pull the chariot. And one very nice verse which Gokovinda Prabhu has prepared for us was chanted. And you will be surprised. This same verse was maybe the mother can play with the child somewhere where it is not a lecture, if that is possible. And afterwards you could come with the child after some time.
Okay, I will go out.
If it is possible.
You're a very nice man.
Thank you. Oh, I don't think so, but thank you so much. So, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took that same verse which came out of the mouth of the Brijvasis when they wanted to pull Krishna back to Vrindavan. Would you like to hear this verse?
Yes.
Jayati Janani Vaso Devaki Janma Vado. We can break it down and then we can all chant it together. Jayati Janani Vaso.
Jayati Janani Vaso.
I will put it a little, I'm too excited, so my voice is a little high. Jayati Janani Vaso.
Jayati Janani Vaso.
Devaki Janma Vado.
Devaki Janma Vado.
Jadu Vara Parishat Svaya. Yadu Vara Parishat Svaya. Dorbiya Asyan Adharmam.
Dorbiya Asyan Adharmam.
Stirachara Vrijina Gnya. Stirachara Vrijina Gnya. Susmita Shri Mukena.
Susmita Shri Mukena.
Give one. Smita Krishna Maharaj. So Susmita means wonderful spirit, smiling. Smita Krishna means the smiling Krishna. And Susmita means the wonderfully smiling Krishna. Vraja Pura Vanita Nam. Vraja Pura Vanita Nam. Vadayanka Madevam. Vadayanka Madevam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was chanting this. And while he was chanting it, he saw in his inner eye the Brijvasis pulling Krishna's chariot. And the verse in English reads like this: Lord Shri Krishna is he who is known as Jananivasa, the ultimate shelter of all living entities. Remember this subject from yesterday's lecture? Krishna is known as the ultimate shelter of all living entities. And he is also known as Devaki Nandana or Yashoda Nandana, the son of Devaki and Yashoda. He is the guide of the Yadu dynasty. He leads this amazing dynasty. And with his mighty arms, he kills everything inauspicious, as well as every man who is impious. Some devotees like to think about the mighty arms of Krishna. And while they think about the arms were decorated with bracelets, all the inauspiciousness goes. By his presence, he destroys all things inauspicious for all living entities, moving and inert. When you feel the presence of Krishna, my dear devotees, I will say this sentence again because some of you are getting hungry. When you feel the presence of Krishna, either in his holy name or when you remember him, the inauspiciousness goes and you are in an auspicious area. That's why people who die want to die when there is kirtan, the holy name, so that all inauspicious things are just removed forever. So, his blissful smiling face always increases the desires of the gopis of Vrindavan. May Krishna be all glorious and may he be happy. This is how the Brijvasis, they bless Krishna. Krishna, may you be happy, may you be glorious. We bless you like this. Out of love. They don't want from Krishna anything. They want to give everything for Krishna. So Lord Chaitanya was chanting the shloka, and as he was chanting the shloka, he was thinking, my Lord, have you forgotten us? For all this time, you were not in Vrindavan. Have you forgotten us? And while he was thinking like this, I will test this Jagannath, this Krishna, who is riding on the chariot, if he has forgotten the love of Vrindavan. So he purposefully, Lord Chaitanya, danced in such a way that he went behind the cart to see what the Lord would do now. And do you know what he did? Vandalavya, I think you know. No, the Jagannath car, when Lord Chaitanya came behind the Jagannath car, you know this, stopped. The Jagannath car stopped actually, because Jagannath wanted to say, no, I'm stopping for you. You are now, I can't see you, I'm stopping for you until you come before. But Lord Chaitanya was not coming. He wanted to test Lord Jagannath in the mood of the Brijvasis. He wanted to test, so he didn't come. King, what was the name of that time? What was the king of Puri at that time? Prataparudra brought all his elephants. They tried to push and pull the car. It was stopped. He brought all his powerful wrestlers, which were stronger even than Bali Sadacha. And they tried to pull the cart, but Jagannath would not move. Some years ago, His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj shared this with me. This is happening even today. Lord Jagannath stops his car. Usually it takes one day, but sometimes when he stops the parade, you know, it takes one day, when he stops the car, it can take 3 days. So then one year, Lord Jagannath wanted to play a little leela. So they were pulling, everything was going fine, the cart was coming. All of a sudden the cart goes, because Jagannath directs it, goes like zzzz, goes off the path. Everyone goes like, whoa! Just goes crash into an Indian department store. So a new Indian department store destroys everything. A second later, I heard this from Radha Maharaj, the shop owner is somewhere sitting on the roof and is informed, your new multi rupee shop is finished, you know, by Lord Jagannath. He hears it, he comes down and he dances in ecstasy. Lord Jagannath has given me his kripa. He has come in my shop. He is very big, so some little repair, no problem. He has come. So Lord Jack, but he didn't move out of this shop. He stayed for one whole day. Who of you was for Ratha Yatra in Puri? You may know. How long did it take the chariot drive, Pankajangri Prabhu?
As long as Jagannath wants.
As long as Jagannath went once.
Usually
2 days. He stops somewhere.
Well, even if they get there, they'll stop. They won't go in until the next day.
Right. I remember we were once with Pankajanmiri Prabhu Janani Vas. We were the guests of his of Prabhu's. We went to get, were the guests of His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj. Indradumna Maharaj was there. Chandamoli Maharaj was there, and I believe 2,000 devotees of Puri were there, not Puri, of Chopati, and they were given a very good spot to do kirtan. They had their very good loudspeaker system, so you could hear our kirtan everywhere in Puri. And we went in one go, and we danced all the way. You know when Pankajangri Prabhu dances, it is not of this world. If you can try to inspire him to dance, then you will see what is dancing. And Radhanath Maharaj, of course, is, he seemed to float. He was so ecstatic. Indradumna Maharaj, when he was there, and this Sri Prahlad was there. My God, where these kirtans. We were. So the Lord was not stopping, but then Pankajangri Prabhu, yes, you reminded me, he arrived before the gates of the Gundicha temple, and then he stayed the whole night before the temple, the whole night, the next day actually, and then in the evening he goes into the Gundicha Mandir. We were there and we saw all this. And during that time when he stays before the Gundicha temple, if Lord Jagannath wants, you can climb the car and touch him and embrace him if he wants. It is possible. So the whole embrace day. It is said that Jagannath, the Lord of the universe, on that day becomes Jagat Bandhu. What does Jagat Bandhu mean? Bandhu means friend, not the friend of the universe. Everyone can come and embrace him. Everyone and his children. So Mahaprabhu, but on that day where we were speaking, Mahaprabhu was not moving. Behind the car, and therefore Lord Jagannath was not moving. He didn't move. Whatever was trying to make him move, he wanted to show, I care very much. I care very much. Don't you see? I left Now, my temple, which is representing the area of Kurukshetra, or sometimes Dwaraka, it is said, I left all this and I'm on my way to Gurmisha, which represents everything. No need for formal training any longer. I'm coming, and I come because you are leading me. This is the mood of Ratha Yatra. The mood of Ratha Yatra means to bring the Lord into the Vrindavan, which represents for us Gaudiya Vaishnavas the playground to the ultimate pastime place of Lord Krishna. And the devotees want, just like you played in the forest of Vrindavan, please play in my serce, my heart. Come in my heart. This is the idea of Ratha Yatra for us Gaudiya Vaishnavas. You have gone and you are far away, you are distant in my life, but now on this day I will not tolerate this any longer. I will pull you on the chariot and I will pull you back into my heart. Yes, it is like this. This is the mood of going on Ratha Yatra. So let us not make this Ratha Yatra a wooden affair or a cultural festival of India. We will try to do all this for the outside people, and I think many people will be there again. But for us as devotees, let us meditate on these wonderful subject matters of bringing Krishna back. This is the idea of the Ratha Yatra. So we will end our program here. Just in 5 minutes we will just sing, and then where is the best of Vedanta players? There, okay. Great. Krishna Hare. This, by the way, is now the most important part of this program, not the least important part. It is where we try to apply what we have heard. So, the idea which we learned yesterday is when we do kirtan, we just quickly connect with Krishna and we ask him to please accept us. And the Ratha Yatra day, we heard, is a festival. Prabhupada called it a very feeling festival, where you call the Lord like the bridge Vasis, and you want to bring him really into your heart. Your heart means the place where you think and where you feel. You connect there with Krishna. Please sing now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Everybody sing Hare Krishna.